Go over to Hebrews 10:32. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God wants us to have it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's a magnet. It keeps sticking to the pulpit, and I keep getting stuck up here. Praise the Lord. You there? Title of the message is Substance. But call to remembrance. This is 10:32, Hebrews 10:32. Call to remembrance in the former days in which you were illuminated. That's when they were born again, right? Mm-hmm. Ye endured a fight of afflictions, partly while you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them who were so used. So they were getting persecuted, and their friends were getting persecuted. Ye had compassion on me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves, and that you have in heaven, both places, a better and enduring, everybody say it, substance. Okay? Now, if you read the Aramaic here, you're going to find that that verse 34 does actually say, you have it in yourselves, and you have it in heaven, both ways. Okay? So, it's a substance. Everybody say substance. Okay. You possess better heavenly things than what you've got here. So these words, spoiling of your goods, it's two things. They gave or they sold to give to help the ones that were being put in prison at the time. And then sometimes they got things confiscated because, I mean, there was, you know, they were being heavily persecuted. But they took it joyfully because they knew they had something on the inside that caused them to get it back and get more. Amen. Imagine that. This early on, these people get this. Yeah. And they're flowing in this. Praise the Lord. Now, on the inside, this certain thing they had, it was a wealth, a certain property in them. So when you look down at those verses there, it says that they shouldn't draw back. Remember talking about drawing back there? Okay. The real word there is cower in fear. I don't have any pleasure in people that cower in fear. So don't get fearful and draw back. Boy, that'd preach in a world today, especially to the ecclesia. Amen. Not going to stand up for what you believe. You're just going to cower back and go ahead and go with what the devil has planned. And no. And then, of course, you know the famous statement there, the just shall live by faith. No cower and fear, the just shall live by faith. Now, verse 11:1 says, you're so familiar with this, you don't have to look at it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Things not seen. Faith is the evidence not of nothing. Faith is the evidence of nothing that God made something out of. No. Faith is the evidence of the things that are unseen in the realm. Come on. That's what faith is. It's the evidence. It's the what? It's the substance. It's the substance, it said. Faith is the substance that they had up in heaven and in themselves. Okay? It is the substance. So, they have substance. They are real, just not seen in this dimension. Okay, I'm going to say something to you. This will help you. Faith for a house is not just a thought or an influence. It has substance. If you're just thinking about having a house, it's just influence. It's just thought. But faith for a home or a house has substance. It is substance. Is this helping you?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Walk with me now. Sound is invisible,
yeah,
but it's real.
Right. Yeah.
The Spirit of God is invisible, but He's real. The Spirit of God can manifest on different levels. He's always with us, but He will manifest Himself on a deeper level for the hungry or the ones who like to be with Him. I'll say it like that, okay? Now, we call the heavy manifestation of His presence glory. Glory is heavy manifested presence of God. Heavy with everything good. Heavy with substance.
Amen.
Say substance. Yeah, yeah. That's why these things, you've heard these stories of these things appearing and they come into this natural and it's more than just a body being healed, like the gold and the diamonds and the jewels, what people have seen, like, And the oil out of the Bible, and people are like, oh, I don't know. I think that's plant. No. It got so far over,
yeah, that's right,
that it came on in.
Yeah.
It got heavy, and it was light speed up, but it got heavy. And your house can finally get so heavy. Your healing can get heavy and starts manifesting. You felt the glory of His presence and you've seen miracles. But I want you to understand that God's glory that's manifesting, it's also manifesting when your house manifests. So when your promotion manifests, When gold dust falls or when gold dust gets in your bank account.
Yeah.
It's all God's glory.
Yes.
All of it's God's glory.
Amen.
It's just the wealth of His nature.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that the presence of God never feels bad?
Right.
It's His goodness and you're going, ha, 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 this feels so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a manifestation of that. Now, when it's good, it's the glory of God. Now, can you go up with me?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the most difficult things to bring into the spirit of people is that the Spirit of God is a tangible substance. That it's the essence of God's own being. See, we're composed of earthly material. Okay. We are water and earth, are we?
Mm-hmm.
We're water and earth. We're about 16 buckets of water and one bucket of dirt. Mm. I'm really glad that we have that bucket of dirt because water is made up of a composition of gases, and that's all I'm going to say about that. So we're water and dirt. As for the composition of God, He has a personality. And He is a being of substance. I'm about to change your life right here. He is spirit substance. But spirit substance, not Casper floating and all the junk you've heard on, seen on TV and stuff. He's spirit substance. Spirit substance. Mm-hmm. All heavenly things are spirit substance. God is a spirit, and spirit is a substance. The body of an angel is substance. It's not like ours. We are earthly substance. They are heavenly substance. Their composition is of heavenly material, but it's real. You know I'm using real for you, right? Okay. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit. They that worship him in spirit and in truth. They worship him, get it, in spirit. You have to worship him in spirit. You got to get in his realm. You got to do it his way. The spirit of man must contact God and know the real spirit of God. You have to contact God. And I'll just tell you, this won't work. This is not the main line, as the song said. You're not going to get him this way. Now, picture this being this. You're not going to get him with your intellect. You're not going to contact him right here. You could know about him, but you're not going to connect with him till it's here on the inside. It's a spiritual connection. Eye had not seen, ear had not heard. Heart can't receive until you connect with the Spirit, and then all the things that he has prepared for you, that he wants to give you, and he wants to do it. He told me this morning, he said, I want to. I said, well, Lord, I'm at, he was just, was on me this morning saying, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And so I started telling him what I want, and he says, well, I want to. I want that too. I want it. He was telling me that. That's what I want. I want that. So we're on the same page, Lord. Praise the Lord. So we know God with our spirit. The knowledge we have of God through our spirit may be conveyed through the medium of your mind. It's going to have to come through there, but it starts in your spirit. So the effect of God in our bodies, through our spirit, through our mind, I'm sorry, the effect of God, let me say that again, in our bodies, goes through our spirit, through our mind, into our body. So you want healing in your body, you want your youth to be renewed, it's going to come from the Spirit of God into your spirit. You're going to pick it up in your intellect then, not before. It comes in here. You pick it up, and then you use words to release the substance of God, and the light and the life of Zoe, God, will hit your body.
Amen.
The life of God. Okay? Now, there's a quickening of the spirit that'll bless your spirit, soul, and body. Here's the point that I'm trying to make to you. The medium by which God undertakes to bless the world is through the transmission of himself. That's what he wants to do. He wants to transmit into you himself. The Spirit of God is his own substance, the substance of his being, the very nature and quality of God. So when we speak of the Spirit of God being transmitted to man or into man, we're not talking about an influence.
Okay.
I'm going to say it again. When we speak of the Spirit of God being transmitted to man or into man, we are not talking about an influence, either spiritual or mental. We are talking about the transmission of living substance and being of God into your being and into your mind. Living substance. See, the mind of Christ, it's living substance. This is not just, it's the essence because it's part of the substance, but it's not an influence.
That's right.
Can you get it?
Yes.
You getting it? Holy Spirit is not just an influence. He's a substance.
Yes.
He's just in the other dimension.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
This will change you. This will change you. Church, listen. It is not a mental effect, but a living substance. The living being, an actual life transmitted. Imparted. Coming to you from God. It's his life. When he breathed into Adam, he just didn't breathe an essence. He breathed himself. When he said, light be, it was himself, Patty. It was himself. It was substance. When it came out of him, it created. When it's coming into you, it's creating. There's your secret to the abundant life. I've come that they may have life more abundant. It's life more abundant. It's Zoe. It's a different level. Faith is the substance. It's the substance.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not you mentally agreeing with the word. It's a substance.
Yes.
It's God the substance.
Yes.
God on the inside pulling God from the realm to you. Your faith is going to zoom now. Am I right? It's substance. Praise God. I feel like I need to say that again. We're not talking about an influence. We're talking about a living substance, the living being, and an actual life transmitted, imparted, coming from God into your being. Bless God. The reason we have the abundant life is because that by receiving God into our being, all the springs of our being are quickened by his living presence. We are, all of the springs in us, they're quickened. They get quickened. And you begin to sense that and sense the change. Amen. Glory to God. Are y'all getting this? And that's what causes you to live a fuller measure. You're going to live a fuller measure because of this. We live life with greater energy because we become the recipients of the energy of the living God in addition to our own normal energy. His life comes into our life. That's the abundant life. His life in our life. But I got to get across to you not to just take that mentally. Yes, there is. I just gave you the knowledge of that. His life comes into your life. That's the knowledge of it.
Right.
But when his life comes into your life, it's not knowledge. It's substance.
Amen.
It's not just influence. It's substance. Did you ever get a shot? Not the vaccine, but any kind of shot. And that went in your body. God Almighty can totally be released in your body. John G. Lake held the plague in his hand and it died in his hand. Why? Substance. He understood he had a revelation and he received the Zoe life so much into his body that he had divine health.
Amen.
And it was so strong on him that it killed off plagues. Think about it. Think of the transfiguration. Jesus becomes so illuminated, his clothes change colors, his face glowed like a light. What was happening? Substance.
Yeah.
But see, you have to be a recipient of the light and the glory and the power of God before you manifest it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to clear some things up right here. Remember I told you the other day, I said, I think too much we see God working through us. And myself, I've used that very statement. It's like, it's not us, it's the Lord working through us, trying to be humble because we give God all the glory. I think the better thing for us to say is God in us. God in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory, the earnest expectation of glory. Because wherever you go, you are a vessel or a vial of the presence of Almighty God. But the presence is not an essence. It's not an influence. It's substance. See, can I say something to you? This could be a little bit touchy, but I think you'll know what I mean by this. The faith healers in the past, notice a lot of them, they laid hands on people and they were healed, but then they died of an illness. What was in their thinking that they, all these people, God could use them to heal people, but yet they were overtaken by the enemy? What was in their thinking that caused that kind of thing? I think it was because there's this attitude somewhat of, oh, Lord, we're starting this service. I just pray you show up. But if you showed up, he showed up.
Yeah.
Come on.
True.
Right. And so I'm going to lay hands on this person right here. I just pray the power of God comes through me, and I pray that they'll receive it. You know, you thinking that on the inside. But if I lay hands on this person, and I am aware and have been a receiver of the presence of God, when I touch this person, when I touch this person, virtue will go out if they pull on it. And virtue will go out sometimes when they don't pull on it. Depending on how heavy it's getting. Right?
Right.
So, the release will be there for you. See, you're buying, you're over there buying the sugar bomb tomatoes in HEB, and you're standing there with substance. Awareness of substance. Do you have blood running through your veins?
Yes.
You have something else running around in your system. In your spirit, man. Substance.
That's right.
Jesus has demonstrated to us the marvelous capacity of man to receive God into our being, and the marvelous capacity to reveal God to man. That's who you are, Ronnie. You receive God and you reveal God. That's who you are, Jeff. You receive God, you reveal God. That's who you are, Matt. You receive God and you reveal God. That's who we are. You receive God. Well, I'm just too tired. Well, wakey, wakey. Wake up. Sometimes you got to shake yourself up a little bit and go, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say something. I'm going to go ahead and act like I'm breathing.
Come on, yeah.
Amen. See, people have been so in the habit of putting Jesus in a class by himself that they failed to recognize that he's made provision for the same Spirit of God that dwelt in his own life, of which he himself was a living manifestation, to inhabit your being and your mind just as it inhabited Jesus in his mind. He made provision for that. See, well, we don't like that when we get religious. Well, Jesus, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Son of God. But God Almighty came and got heavy enough to manifest in the flesh. and we beheld his glory. He manifested in the flesh and proved to man that a person filled with the Spirit of God could change the world. A person filled with the Spirit of God could receive and release. Jesus would go off and pray. He'd receive. He'd get filled up. And he would release and reveal the power and the glory of God to others. But it wasn't an influence. It's not an it. Holy Spirit is not an it. He's a he. He's a spirit. One third of the Godhead that came to this earth so that you could be filled and act just like Jesus. And that is not an insult to Jesus. Like I told you before, God's saying this. I want it. This is what I wanted for you, Mata. This is what I wanted for you, Sherry. This is what I wanted. I wanted you to have this power. So I came. I became flesh. I got filled with the Spirit so you could see how to do it. He called himself Son of Man on purpose. He could have walked around and said, I'm the Son of God. And you know, they put the halo on him in the picture and everything and try to, yes, we reverence him. Yes, we love him. Yes, he is the older brother. He is the bigger brother. He is God. And we honor him. I'm not trying to take away anything from that. But I'm telling you, God wanted to prove what all sons and daughters could do. Ooh. You want me to say that right now? The word of the Lord just came to me and said that there is a tsunami of the power of God that is going to hit the East Coast. And he will fill that area with the substance of his presence. And right now, he's raising up leaders to change the East Coast. Right now. Now, evidently, he needed somebody to say it, so it has been said. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You got to say something. Now, I want you to think about this because we have more proof. So we have Jesus. He came. Jesus came. He proved to us. He says, I'm going to be a man. Hey, even the demonic forces says, no, you're the Son of God. You're illegal here. He shut them up. He said, no, you're not going to get me on that one. I have a body. I came in an earth suit. I'm here as a man. He's legal. You can't be legal here without an earth suit. You have to have one. And so he made his point. But here's the next thing. The Apostle Paul, a man, in fact, a man who persecuted the Christians. I mean, he was holding the coat while Stephen was being stoned. But some substance hit him on the road one day. And it was Jesus himself. And what happened? The Apostle Paul got so filled with God that he could touch the aprons and the handkerchiefs and send them out. And the not the essence, not the influence, the substance, life of God. Whew, did y'all feel that just then? Glory to God. We just had a little sweeping right there. The very presence of God got on those clothes, got on those garments, proving that the substance can get on stuff. And, you know, there was some stuff like, no, you can't use a Kleenex. You have to have cloth. Come on. Yeah, if you're going to give somebody a blessing, pray on it. Yeah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, this is just good. This is not disrespectful about Jesus, church. This is what he wants. He wants his life coursing through yours so that you can be empowered to help other people on a level above religion.
Yes.
I don't know that religion ever helped me. Just pointed out what was wrong, but couldn't help me get right. Mm-hmm. Made up some rules that I couldn't keep. Mm-hmm. But when the grace of God entered my life and the faith of God, I was able to start walking right through the will of God. Praise God. Now, what two invisible things frame the worlds? Glory and sound. God and word. He said, light be. The light came from himself and went out in word. Is this what Jesse was ministering to you about this morning? Exact same thing. Now, word in Hebrew is devar, and it equals thing. He spoke substance. And that substance, when he spoke it, actually dropped down heavy and got solid in the third dimension. But it was already real in the fourth dimension and up. This is not hard. You got to be, there's like more than 11 dimensions that we know of. You're going to be surprised to see the musical scale when you get to heaven. Yeah. Can't get off on that. I might swing on the chandelier. I'm going to say it like this. This is interesting, but unseen sound. Unseen sound or words turn into things. That's why people that cuss live such damned lives. Because it turns into a situation. It's the word damn is like cursing things. In fact, they call it cursing. So if you curse your car, you say that old damn thing, that's what it'll be. But if it's blessed. I know this is old hat to y'all, but I just have to say it in the matter of words, because we're talking about words. Light be, Zoe be, house be, car be, healing be, joy be, peace be, patience be, employ these things. But, hey, patience is a substance. Glory to God. I just got that. It's a substance. It'll get right in there and fix you up. Joy is a substance. The fruits of the Spirit. What's in a peach? When you take a bite of it, what happens? That substance just starts. Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, get something. When you eat the watermelon, you know, it's got substance in it. A drip on you? Some of y'all, when you're enchilada, yeah, okay. Mac wears a tie to keep stuff from getting on his shirt. And, just kidding, Mac. But it's substance. It's his joke, not mine. He says that. But the unseen sound is launched. No, I'm going to say it like this. Let me back up a little. No, I don't want to say it like that either. Help me, Lord. When words are launched from the mind, they accomplish little. But when words are launched from the Spirit, they move mountains. That's how I want to say it. Okay? That's how it works. You got to launch it from the Spirit. Well, you know, Pastor, and I get all this talk and everything, but I just don't know how to get anything to launch from the Spirit. There's a center in you. Move self out. Put Christ in. Cast down imagination. Shut the mouth of the negative imagination. Shut the mouth of the thing that's trying to get you to reel over and over again. Shut down the self-pity. Shut all that down. How? With words?
Yeah.
No, you're not going to act like that.
Right.
Tell yourself, you're not acting like that. Straighten up.
Amen.
And you can't go back, well, I'm the baby of the family. I don't care if you're the baby, the oldest, the youngest, the prettiest, the ugliest, the fattest, the skinniest, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're going to have to cast down imaginations, and you do that with words, and you're going to have to say, no, I'm not laying awake all night. No, I don't. Right now, I don't know what to do about it, but Lord, you have an answer for it, and you'll give me the answer because I am the recipient, and I believe I received the answer right now, and this is how we're going to move on forward. And then you open that place up, you tuned. You're not tuned in if all you're hearing is your mind telling all the stuff. What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? What if we don't make it? What if we don't make it? Oh, man, hadn't God proven himself to be faithful yet? So what? Get out of the way. Your dreams will come true if you'll get out of the way. Substance. Virginia, will you put those two words up here, please? There's your choice. Now, influence is the enemy. He has no substance.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Come on. Substance is God. He is substance. The enemy is only boogie, 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 boogie. I'm the boogeyman. Okay, proof? Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the what?
Valley
of what? Shadow. He's only a shadow. He's only an influence. But God is substance. God is substance, church. God is substance. God is that what you're looking for. That is the baby you want to have. That is the house you want to have. That is the health you want to have. That is the assignment you want to have. You want to get into your real assignment? We're going to get in it today. You're going to get in your assignment today. Well, you know, I'm retired. Well, you still have an assignment. You have an assignment wherever you are. But God is not an influence. Will he influence you? Certainly, with his substance, with words, with the word. But can I tell you that the word is substance? How do I know? Because it became flesh and walked among men. And that's exactly what, there's your proof right there. Every day the word becomes flesh in some form or fashion and walks among men. Every day the word becomes flesh if you use it. What is that telling us? The substance of the word is getting heavy enough to drop down into this realm. Glory to God. When I say heavy enough, I mean it's slowing down enough because your faith pulled it in. Now, your faith ought to work now that you get this. When you minister and pray for others, miracles are going to happen now. Because it's Christ in you. Not, Lord, I hope you show up when I pray for this lady. He's there. He's there. Count on it.
Yes.
Do you believe God's in you?
Yes.
He is. There's your faith. Faith is believing. Faith is saying, you just said yes. So there's your start. God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. They will be healed. They will have change. They will get saved. You will change. You will move forward. You, diabetes will leave you. Your heart will beat right. Your blood pressure, the more you receive. Habits will leave you that you don't like. But it's all going to be because of that substance of God, that nature of God that's on the inside of you. It's substance. It's real. He's real. He's tangible. You got it, don't you? Sis right there got it. She's like, yeah, I get that. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You received this today?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's give God a shout.